Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Diane Campbell, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, December 16, 1839, the Globe newspaper published a report from the Court of Grand Sessions on the case against Anthony Barkathorne, a white plantation owner. The plaintiff, James Henry, a laborer, testified that while traveling to Thorne's estate to collect outstanding monies from another laborer, Ned William, he was caught in a shower of rain and sought shelter among a field of canes. While there, Ned William apprehended him on the grounds that Mr. Thorne had directed that anyone found in his fields should be brought to him. Ned took Henry to Thorne and accused him of attempting to steal potatoes. Henry, in his defense, explained that he was seeking shelter from the rain and noted that his hands had no evidence of potato residue found when reaping potatoes. However, Thorne, ignoring Henry's pleas, ordered Ned to inflict a series of severe floggings on Henry, while Thorne enjoyed the spectacle while smoking a cigar and sipping wine. Henry was eventually released and thrown off the property by Ned William. During the trial, Thorne pleaded guilty to the charge of aggravated assault. Ned William and another laborer, Grandison, who were also charged with aiding and abetting Thorne in the commission of the crime, pleaded guilty. The Chief Justice stated that the attack on Henry was a brutal and outrageous event, and his punishment was tempered by Henry's forgiveness and his plea for leniency on behalf of the accused. Accordingly, Thorne was sentenced to 12 months imprisonment and given a fine of £100, while Ned William was sentenced to 12 months imprisonment. Grandison, who played a minor role in the event, was fined 1 shilling. Despite the fact that emancipation occurred in 1838, the culture of harsh penalties inflicted for perceived misdemeanors was one of the many features of slavery which spilled over into the free society. The succeeding years following emancipation represented a period in which the laboring population began to exert its resistance to the practices of the slave era, and this created an environment of constant friction between the workers and their employers. It would take another 100 years before official measures were adopted to protect the rights and humanity of the underprivileged.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.